Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do you want to feel better about what you eat, but sometimes it's hard to prepare healthy meals that also taste good? Eating better doesn't have to be boring or bland. Sakata is perfect for you. With an easy order process, you get delicious meals delivered right to your door. Their breakfast is filling, their lunch is tasty, and their dinners hit the spot every time. Sakata makes organic, ready-to-go meals with nutritious and delicious plant-based ingredients that are designed to help you look and feel like your best self. With Sakata's meal programs, breakfast, lunch, and dinner are delivered right to your door, ready to eat anywhere in the U.S. Along with your meals, you also get supplements, teas, and support from a certified health coach to help you stay on track. And right now, Sakata is offering our listeners $60 off their first order when they go to sakata.com/success. That's Sakata, sakara.com/success to get $60 off your first order. Sakata.com/success.
Most small businesses won't get 25 customers in a year. Oh, yeah, question. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So what I wanted you to clarify is because you have happiness consultants, you have the sales, and then you have schedulers. At any point, will any of them ever crisscross, or will they always stay in that place? And then lastly, I don't like sales. Never have. Very good at it. Always have been. But will it ever get to a point where I might actually like it? Because even now, I still don't like it. I'm good at it, but just don't like it.
No, I don't like sales. I ain't gonna never like it. I do like that other people pay my bills. So I like an aspect of it. I like the byproduct of sales, but I still don't like sales. I've been doing sales. If you want to talk psychologically, I've been doing sales since I was 6, but I've literally, as far as the United States government is concerned, been in sales since 16. Every job I've ever had has been a sales job. And I always knew that when I applied, I just applied into the sales field. You get what I'm saying? I almost worked for Sprint, but, my girlfriend was in there. Yeah. That's too close. You know what I'm saying? It's just too close. Yeah. You do it too much, right? You understand? Thank you for the opportunity, though. I need to not be with you all day. You understand what I'm saying, right? Come on, now. You understand. But I hate sales. I hate sales. I do. Now, I don't vibrate at hating sales. It's just extremely inconvenient for me. Right? Yeah, it is. I'd rather not do that. I'd rather just sit back and say, hey, you should have said this, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? But if you follow that, then what you can do is sell to the point of your goal, get that done, and then step back and become a supervisor. It's what I've done. Okay. That's exactly what I've done. They bring sales to me now to close. I'm just the closer, right? I'm the office, even though they close. I just close. They interrupt me, but I know if they knock on my door, it's somebody for real. Like, they vetted this person. They got some high energy. It's a law, right? It's a Leroy. I need to get on it. You get what I'm saying? And I'll spend a whole hour if I got to. But you, by the time you get off, and I won't even close. I won't even, by the time I'm done, you're asking me, man, how can I pay, right? How can I do that? I would set a goal. Well, actually, we're going to cover that in the next section. That's actually, let me, can you write down for me, how to create salaries? We're going to cover that in the next section. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to cover that next section, how to create salaries. I need to go back to this first 10 emails, okay? First 10 emails. Now, I'm going to redo all this so it can stick back in your head. Deanna, can you make sure the camera's okay? That they can see. If it's okay the way it is, that's fine. If you like it, that's fine, as long as they can. Okay. All right. So this time I'll do it this way. Home. Stage, crowd, household bank. Oh, sorry. Anyway, and all of these you should make money at. And I'm telling you, none of this money matters. None of it. But you've been taught, you've paid thousands of dollars for a mentor that tells you, I'm going to teach how to sell from the stage, which I'm going to do today. I have to, because there's two things. Can you write down for me to make sure, y'all will be involved? I'm going to show you how to record new classes for your stuff. I must teach how to get out the church and become a relevant speaker. It's coming at me too much. It's just too much. It's at this point, I've got 10 queries about that this week. So I have to teach that and then put it in the bureau. I have to make a whole section of getting out the church and becoming a high paid speaker. Right. And they didn't call every preacher in Atlanta this week. And I'm telling you, like, every last one of them, and they all have asked me that. So when you get that same energy at you, the universe saying you need to address that, have that. So let me tell you why that's important. Because the next time that happens, or it's going to be lay leader so-and-so or prophetess such-and-such, and then they're going to say, well, you know what? What I'm really trying to do is I really need somebody that's going to help me. I have a problem charging, you know, because I know I should be making money, you know, I know God is good, but I'm uncomfortable with that. And I really need a mentor that can help me get out. I'm glad you said that. When you sign up with the Bureau, okay, we have a 22-segment course on just that, or whatever it's going to be. You get what I'm saying? Now, really? Yeah, so not only do we teach, so when they do the whole field, Susan, we use you and Vince every time. That's literally in the script. She just got the script memorized. Because when building value, we had to pick who stands out, like testimonies. It's a testimony section. So she didn't just do that because she was here. It's literally in the script. And here's the crazy thing. That means this is a testament of the ATSJR company. Every phone call we make, you and Vince get free advertising. So when I called y'all the other day and said, hey, I wouldn't lie. It makes sense, right? Yeah, it makes sense. You might want to shoot a text and say, hey, right? Makes sense. Anyway, none of this money matters. It's good. This is the money that you're going to pay your car note with. The money that does matter, that first 10 emails. Remember, amateurs focus on money on the front end. The wealthy focus on money on the back end. Okay? Your first 10 emails are highly important. Highly important. We're going to walk through. What do y'all think? Well, y'all been in my system, but it doesn't matter. So maybe you don't remember. What do you think the first email should be? Definitely a welcome email. It's the first thing. In fact, let me change my, when I say first emails, let me change that to the first 10 days of emails. Let me say that. The first 10 days of emails, okay? That's what I'm going to say. Because when you sign up, I'm trying to send you 3 emails at once. I really am. I want you to get 3 emails in the first 6 hours of signing up here. Welcome email is definitely the one. Why is the welcome email so important? It sets the precedence for everything. It also tells me how the heck to log in. Everything went so fast, I'd have forgotten now, right? Who plays video games? Who plays video games? Y'all are some serious sage folks. How you drink wine and don't play video games? You can't do both. You can't drink wine and not play video games.
The days is over.
Okay.
When Nintendo 64 went out of style, so did my love for gaming.
That's fair enough. That Nintendo 64, that Mario and Zelda was the truth. GoldenEye was the first game every shooter game was like that. Nah, GoldenEye was the one. You didn't get in the don't say that. She didn't get in the golden eye.
Really?
Oh man, we hit you. I hit you with them headshots every time. Proximity mines. I throw them proximity mines on the ceiling. You didn't even know they was coming. You just walked, tried to chase me. Boom! You got blew up. Anywho, welcome email. On the first day, so we're going to do this. First day, and I'll just keep erasing the board. First day. upon signing up, you need to set your system this way. It needs to be a welcome email. The welcome email needs to include, now you can do whatever, but it needs to include these, yes.
The steps that you're taking us through, is it once they sign up for a program or once they sign up for your email community?
Good question.
For me, it's both. Okay? For me, it's both. For me, I funnel you as if you signed up. Yeah. And it shifts the way that I write some things, okay? And I'll take, well, it doesn't shift the way I write some things. That's why I said up to 3 emails in one day. That's why I said that. That's what made me change it from first 10 emails, first 10 days, because I know if you sign up, I'm going to have Thinkific send you a specific email. You get it? I'm going to have Thinkific send you your login. And yeah. Okay, good, good. Come on. Say it on the camera.
So now it goes back to with my release of the place to be training. So instead, I'm going to position it as, well, since all of you guys are hearing my keynote here today, my free gift will be this 30-day.
This episode of Secret to Success is brought to you by...
But I like Sakara because I ate one lemon poppy seed donut and I'm full. This tartlet, the roasted bread tartlet with the Lebanese yogurt, is good, isn't it? It's like perfect. It's like a perfect blend. And then the superfood breakfast cookie tastes like a really big oatmeal raisin cookie.
So what do you think about it, Grace? Tasting it?
Yeah, the roasted grape tartlet is pretty good.
Sweet.
It is sweet, but it's not as sweet as other yogurts that I have eaten. But it's still, it is good.
I mean, you don't have all that natural sugar in it.
Right.
That's all natural sweetness.
Oh, yeah, this naturalness is good.
And then that, wait until you try the lemon poppy seed. What I did was I shook the citrus cream. I shook it up to mix it real good, and then I just kind of drizzled it on top. That was good. Now, unfortunately, I grew up picking figs off of a fig tree, so I'm gonna leave the fig there for you. So, boss man, what did you think about the roasted grape tartlet with the Lebanese yogurt?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, with the way I eat, you know, I eat healthy. Down almost 40 pounds, so I'm very cautious of what I put inside of me. It was actually very good, considering I don't eat anything sweet, and that tasted awesome. That was pretty good. You know, I'm used to green leafy things. That was actually very good. Still, I like the consistency. It's like one big graham cracker with yogurt in it or something.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thank Grace, you trying over there? What's that you eating?
The lemon poppy seed donuts.
Yeah, lemon. I used to eat those all the time in the Army. And so these are good. Even the presentation of it looks like a little nice little donut. This is fantastic. 5 stars for me on a scale of 5 stars. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. Even the little plastic containers it's coming in is even... The presentation is amazing.
And you can reuse these. You know, for those of us who like to keep containers, yeah, you can reuse them.
So everyone likes containers.
Yeah, everyone. Because they're extremely sturdy. Oh, and then the packaging it came in, I absolutely loved it because it had the ice packs with it. And then, but within the box, it didn't just come in the box. It had like the styrofoam foilish covered packaging, and then it had the ice packs, and then it had the food, and it came in order.
So taste the fig and this cookie.
And it's soft.
All right, mm-hmm. That was a very soft cookie. Mm-hmm. Wow,
soft cookie.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that is like an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Yeah.
And what they say is it's a superfood. So it's the superfood breakfast cookie with chrysanthemum blossom jam. I didn't try the jam. But this is what it said. So they're going to, because there are more than 10 superfoods in this breakfast, more than they can name, they talked about the chrysanthemum tea in the cranberry jam. It reduces bloat, heals inflammation, eliminates stress, and makes the skin glow. It says, no coincidence, the chrysanthemum represents joy. Made with love, Whitney and Danielle. Oh, thank you, Whitney and Danielle. I like that part. So how did the jam taste?
The jam tastes good when you dip the cookie in it. I can taste the cranberry.
You know what? I didn't dip. Mm-hmm. Reggie, would you like to come over here and try ours? Oh,
okay. He said it's too healthy. Yes, he's not a healthy eater, but we are. That's some good syrup. Yes. So, are we 367 pounds? Well, we need to get you over here with this Sakara. It's pretty good. So would y'all recommend it?
Yes.
All right. That was a loud yes. Well, I guess one more time for the hood. Would you recommend it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's good. 5 stars for me. This is fantastic. And they are eating and smacking now. So I'll have to find a way to get back my food. But it's fantastic.
You bringing that up earlier made me bring this up. Okay, when I was talking about you need to have something to give away, okay? The first, I'll come back to your question and answer it fully. Just know that I'm going to have the system you signed up in also send you an email. That's why it's up to 3 emails, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, all right. So he wants to do an ebook. So what he can do is he can be on stage and say, just get released from the place and see. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to have a welcome email, period. That's fantastic. The welcome, because I just got excited because I know what I'm about to say. The welcome email, the first welcome email, should the one that is the holy grail of them all, should include an immediate video of you as fast as possible. A video, as fast as possible. A video of you, as fast as possible. It needs to be, hey, name, boom. Who is me anyway? Best video you got. My case is Goldcast. Okay, it's a short video. Goldcast. If you don't know about Goldcast, then you don't. If you do know about Goldcast, you're like, holy crap, this guy's on Goldcast, right? Either way, it's a perfect reaction. Either way. Now, the reason why it's video, because what's the fastest way to build trust online? Video. Now, on your email marketing system, you can't upload a video. What you do is you take a screenshot or print screen of the YouTube or Vimeo, is it Vimeo? Vimeo video, and then you post that picture, and then you link it. Get up. Let me draw that. It won't let you upload a video because of space. So what you're going to do is you're going to open the video on YouTube. And then here's the video. You're going to then take a screenshot if it's a Mac or a print screen if it's Windows. And now you're going to have that picture. You're going to then go to the option that says insert media or insert pictures. And wherever your cursor is, you're going to upload that picture. This is law. There's his dreads. Okay? Right there. Okay? Now, that's law. Now, that's what he's going to be looking like. What he's going to do then is click on it, and it's probably going to say edit. And then you're going to take the link of the YouTube video and hyperlink it in the picture. Your customer won't know. It looks like a video. And you're going to say click here. When they click, then if you put open a new tab, it'll keep that email open. And then if they have YouTube app on their phone, it'll open up the app. You get what I'm saying? If they don't, it just opens it up. But that's how that works, okay? So your welcome email needs to immediately, and you can do this for free on MailChimp, up to 2,000 emails. your welcome email needs to include, make sure, let's give them something to drink and stuff. It's ocean sprays and stuff. Yeah, ocean sprays, and we need to go get that other stuff during lunch break. Yeah. We're gonna get the Lord's juice for you. The one he walked on barefoot for you. Now, this welcome email needs to immediately have your, so I'll just put square for video. Okay. First, one short line greeting. Okay. Greeting, video, then you can start talking. You get what I'm saying? Hey, Leroy, video, right? I just wanted to show you, thank you so much for coming to my community. I'm really excited about that, right? And you're going to say some stuff. Here is some stuff I just want you to have. Here's my podcast. Here's how you can text me. I literally have it on mine. Here's my podcast. Here's how you can text me. Here's the links to my page. Reach out to me, because I can't wait to get connected with you. Boom, first email. That's the first email. This way, it don't matter who you sign up, Law. You want everybody to get that email, don't you? Think about what's important to you, but the first thing they need to see is what's important to them. So let's finish addressing that. I just signed up. Is he a crook? I don't know yet. You need to answer, am I a crook? With that video. You get it? Now we need to think about, I'm going to erase this. Well, actually, I'm not going to erase it. I'm going to put the most important part that most people forget. I'm going to try to write it big. And user. That email needs to blend both what you want, but most importantly, what they need to see. You have to think about the end user in mind. This is what Amazon does so well. This is what we do so well. You can't have a 97% retention rate and not have a, you know, focus on the end user. Most of the people leave this company, I fire. It's the truth. It's the truth. Whether it be customers, employees, right? It just is what it is. Because I hire slowly, fire quickly, okay? I don't feel bad for that. You shouldn't. Your business is your baby. Are you going to have a baby and let someone assassinate your baby? No. Are you just going to hire anybody to babysit your baby? No. And if you hire slowly and finally find the right person, only find out they're not the right person, you're going to keep letting them abuse your baby? No. Get out of here. Right? You get your business is your bait. So don't feel bad for firing people. It is what it is. I hate it. But it's my baby. You get what I'm saying? I mean, it just is what it is. I don't mean to sound cruel, but you don't let people, you don't let pedophiles raise your kids. You get what I'm saying? I mean, you just don't do that, right? Now, the end user. Let's get some, we won't have ideas. We'll just get some fantastic things for you, end user. What, you're an end user for somebody or some company. What do you want Samsung or LG? You got Samsung or LG? LG. What do you, now Samsung and LG be at war with each other. They be like, Apple, y'all irrelevant. We arguing between us over here. Yeah, stay out of our argument over here. I just found that out recently. You got LG too? Apple? Samsung, okay. Two different men, both taller than me. Now, LG or whatever you buy, let's say it's, you know what? No, let's make it concert tickets or season tickets to your favorite sports or concert to your favorite musician. That's because both of those are going to have emotions behind them, the kind of emotions I want, okay? All right, is everybody listening online? And y'all can ask me questions online anytime. Just break in. Now, y'all are emotional about your favorite musician, right? A favorite artist. Is that you not? You're weird. Okay, so let's make it RuPaul.
I'm not like that on the media. I value it, but I'm not.
Okay.
That's not weird.
That's intelligent. But let's see. But there's something you're emotional about. We just gotta find it. I need that emotional. All right, let's make it. You made a $50,000 investment. I know you're emotional about your damn money. Okay, I found it. Now, Leroy. Okay. All right, what's your address? What time you wake up? Because you be calling me at 6 in the morning. So, All right. So we found the job. It's his money. He sees by his money. Okay. That he ain't playing. They don't play with money in Brooklyn, apparently. Okay. Now that we got it.
That's what I
understand.
So, like, with
Sandra.
Go ahead.
Or Sandra. When people come into T-Mobile and they say, well, I have this really large bill. I don't know how it got there. Why is it this much? How do you not know what your bill is or what's on it? You don't look at everything? Because I know exactly what all of my pennies are going to. Every single one is accounted for. I know what it is. What's it going to do? How do you not know? I find it mind-boggling that you don't know why you have an extra $80 on your bill. How do you not know? And it happens every single day. Yeah.
It's mind-boggling, he said, Josh. Yeah, it is. Now, yeah, they just not law with their money. They just not. So now that we got the most response, $50,000 investment you just made, what's your favorite team? What's favorite sport?
Basketball.
All right, who's your favorite team?
Like current?
You can do current.
Bulls.
If I talk about the Bulls. All right. I want that. Because we are insanely emotional about our sports, right? I'm incredibly rational. I'm not dedicated to nothing. Talk about LeBron James. I dare you talk about LeBron James. Please. It's going down, right? I lose my mind. I can't help it, right? I'm totally irrational. When you talk about LeBron James, I'm gonna give you his life statistics. I'm gonna tell you this man ain't never right. You know what I'm saying?
But why?
I don't know. I'm irrational when it comes to sports.
Dude.
About your money, you are. Money don't exist. But I said we are, because at the heart of us, we're all emotional creatures. No matter how, even with, well, I'm logical. Yeah, but you're emotional about being logical, right? You get what I'm saying? So now, the Bulls, this. I want you now to think that you're, put yourself there. You just bought season tickets, the Bulls. You just put $50,000 into a person. Forget a company. A person. Yeah. Did I hear that? He said we glued together. So I need you in this welcome email, right? Remember we said focus on the end user? This first email needs to say how we glued together for you, right? But all of us feel that way, because don't you? You bought season tickets, and you and the Bulls go together, don't you? Y'all need to wish me happy birthday. Oh, you understand? Okay, until you break your phone, you understand. All right, good. So in your first welcome email, it needs to prove how you and I, we go together. I need all your information. Anywhere I can contact you. I need an emergency number if I got a problem with this product. And please don't abuse it, but hey, if you ever have a problem, you call this number, okay? This number here during these hours. If it's a super duper problem, call this number. That, you know how comfortable that would make people feel getting that from you? No doubt. He said that so matter-of-factly, didn't he? That's why I'm here, right? That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, the like it's y'all have to see the damage from the storm right there, right? If you look, it's literally like I literally and it's some up there flooded. I can't write. What it taught me was don't schedule events during hurricane season. What it taught me, I tell you that, right? It did teach me that. Okay, I never thought about that, but it taught me that. At the same time, I said I can do something different, get some value. Some serious, not something you can get on ATS at a university, not more than just a conference, something that says, hey, I really do feel bad about that. You get what I'm saying? I really do. But that makes sense. That's my brand. That's me, right? It makes total sense. And your email needs to have all that in there. So whatever you're thinking, if we forget to be the end user, because once we like our company, we're so passionate about it, We adopt what I call the church mentality now. I ain't trying to talk about the church, but I am coming for y'all, okay? I'm coming. We go, they need to be like us. It's what we do. As soon as we love our businesses, we go, this is what I created, and you better like it. So that's what we do. It's the ATS Business University. We do business, sales, and marketing. That is it. Do you understand? If you think about it, when we first started off last year-ish, it was business, sales, and marketing. That's all it was. Okay? And then I tried to do a 30-minute phone call, a 15-minute Q&A. Wait a minute now. I got questions. Okay? And somebody like Jerome was like, I just bought from you and didn't even know who you was.
Okay.
And I ain't asked a question yet. Do you understand? He's taking his head. I ain't even know who you was. Now you let them ask questions, but I'm about to ask this question. You understand? I swear, I never intended on 2-hour phone calls, but some paying comma customers saying, I don't know what you're talking about, but what you gonna do is keep your butt right here. You understand? Especially, thank you, especially when I done spent my money. I ain't even know you. Real talk, right? Real talk. Okay. That's end user stuff. You have to address that in that email. Did we make that clear? Put what you want, that fantastic video, and you know your official podcast, all that stuff. But you also need to put, hey, I've spent money before. I know how it feels. This is how much I want you to be comfortable with that investment. That's why our happiness calls come in. Okay, good. All right, that's that email. Let's keep going. Second email is simple. The second email is. Well, actually, I'm sorry. We're still on the first day. So first day's second email. Let me put this first back up for cohesion, okay? Now that I have told you how to get in touch with me and welcomed you into the place of happiness, you are happy. Now I need to do a few things. Depends. Now, there's no right or wrong answer here. It just needs to add value to you. If I just gave you an email about me, even though I addressed you, common sense, my second email needs to be all about you. Only. Right? It needs to be something that says, here opportunities to purchase if you want, opportunities to upgrade if you want, but there's no pressure here, just know that. And then it needs to be, here's how you make $1 million or whatever you're expert at. Here's a free off the bat. You don't even know about this. Here's something for free. This, I'm talking about first day, second email. If I made the first email about me and you trusted me, Now I'm making a second email all about you. You, 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 and then you, and then you, and you some more. That's what second email needs to be about. And I want this to happen immediately. I want you to get these first two emails immediately. I'm leaving I want you to get up to three emails immediately. But from my MailChimp, I got you. I want the one I just did with the video plus this one, this free giveaway. I want that. That's basically what I'm talking about, free giveaway. The whole email. Here's how you release complacency, but something that you can't, something you can't even get nowhere else. Right? And if it is, it's from a site with low traffic. This is something, here's a blog that tells you, hey, speaking of, did we ever reach out to that guy that asked Muhammad? Remember, he responded to the blog? All right. So she's going to do that. Yes.
Are you saying the free giveaways? Are you saying the free giveaway should be in the first email or the second one? Okay.
The first email should be, here's who I am, and we're going to take a page out of law book, and we go together now. Okay? Who your people? You know, just talking our culture right now. Just talking our culture right now. Who's your people? Okay? I never liked your mama anyway. Right? That's how like the old folk down here. I told you not to mess with her. I ain't like her family. I ain't like her mama. The daddy crazy too. The whole family crazy. Ain't Lucy. They're crazy. God know my heart. Right? You got to know my Lucy to know. But that's it. First day, first email is all about you, but with end user in mind. We go together. Listen, I just started dating you. Please know I don't have herpes, right? I don't have no STDs. And I just want you to know, no. Listen, I know you ain't asking, but I'm telling you, okay? You ain't asking, but I'm volunteering this information because I'm going to need you to volunteer sure too, right? This is a, you know, we giving this back. What about you now, right? And that's what that first email is. The second email now says, hi, I'm Leroy. I just want to give this to you. This is my appreciation for you only. And at the bottom of the email, you want something similar to, here's, if you want to spend money, you can. You want to upgrade, you can, right? You call them one-time offers, okay? Cool. All that's good. The third, you got that down there? Yeah. You asked for free. Okay, now did you text him too? Because he wanted coaching. That's more than $19.
So, amen.
Did you? I showed you the message. All right, everybody, we're going to pause training real quick. Come on now. Come on. Come on now. And yesterday, I showed you an email. Because he signed up last week, and my emails, he's in the funnel. And he said, wow, can you teach me to do this? And on his own said, if so, what's my next step? Okay. That sounds like someone closing himself, don't it? Okay. Now, did we contact him? I can't move, y'all. Is it the right him? Okay, all right, good. Did we schedule? Yes, you can, but hold on. Because I can only hear my money. It's in my ears right now. Okay, money's in my ears. Did we schedule an appointment to get him on the phone? Okay. So, but it's in the process. So I get the money out of my ears. Okay, go ahead, Grace. It was in there long. I couldn't help it.
The same gentleman, Maurice, sent Antonio a message on his fan phone, and he showed it to me. He had a question, and I called him. And, you know, was talking to him. He said, wow, I thank y'all so much for this information. It's really helping me out, and I'm really loving all this information. And he was just asking questions about the process of the Bureau and what he should be doing. You know, I just let him know, hey, make sure you get your online training, the assignments that Antonio was doing. You're already staying active because you was already in the hot seat on. You got 5 minutes with Vaseline. So he's on the trainings every day, the live trainings every day, and he's doing everything, and he's just super excited. So that's not surprising.
And my man's a real estate agent, too. But let me pause real quick. I see John had his hand up. John, come on. Give me some feedback. Let me hear what you got to say.
So I've been thinking about this on the web development business that I'm also trying to put together. And I'm thinking on the welcome email that I'll just record a video kind of outlining all my experience of why I'm qualified to say this. And the follow-up email would be, here's all the steps of adding value. Here's all the steps that you need to go into to build that killer website you need for your business, and actually outlining all the steps. And then the call to action is, if you're overwhelmed, then contact me and we'll work together to implement all these steps. Is that a good direction to go in?
That is the most excellent direction to go in. You keep that up. That's not just excellent. I don't have a word better. That's spectacular, because what he did is the same thing I'm saying. Not only did he tailor it to his audience, but he said, yeah, I don't even got to think. Look, all right, it's a little confusing. Don't worry about it. I'm unconfusing the confusion for you, is what John is saying. And ain't that what we like? I want my phone, I want my smart computer to work with my thumb. I want my remote to work with my thumb. Right? I mean, this is what we want. We want, look, I don't want to have a degree to do this. Good job, John. That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
In fact, and I'll even prove that even further. Remember when the transition from, do you slide your card or do you use the chip? A year and a half ago, everybody was confused. Damn it, which one? Right? Everybody was frustrated. Like, this is too much. You slide it. No, you got to use the pen. You almost need that. Well, regular people were frustrated. You ain't regular, okay? Right? Regular people were like, you know, man, which one, right? Now it's fine. We know if you got a pen, you got a pen. But that whole transition, because we wanted it easy. This was, and you're right. Your reaction is right. That's stupid. That's not world hunger. That's, how much energy it takes to go from swipe to push in. What is that? It's energy that you're not even gonna remember it. It ain't gonna do nothing. But we want stuff so easy that bothers us, right? This is why you'll see some places they don't have the chip card reader. They just tape that whole thing up. Say, hey, we don't even want y'all to, just to save you time, we tape this whole thing up. It's just right. You've seen it, right? Because we are lazy. And John knows his user is lazy. And let me go ahead and make that work. Got me? Now, second email is all this. Hey, I want you to have so much. Please, please take this. Please, I'm begging you. Please take it. Please. Okay? And of course, you can show it at the bottom, but take this in. Now, the third email on the first day should go immediately too. I want all these immediately. That's coming from the ebook, right? He made his ebook. So if you actually bought something, or if you actually got the free ebook, then you're getting that ebook specific email. So if you joined the bureau, you're getting that bureau specific email. You get what I'm saying? That way, I'm not leaving nobody out. It just depends on where I see you. It just depends on where I was and how I signed you up. You get it? Even if I gave it away for free, even if I say I want, it's 1,000 people here, I want all 1,000 of y'all to get the Bureau of Dominant Speakers for free. Would I do that? Yeah, if it's a bunch of, I don't know, if I was at Harvard, or not Harvard. No. There's some situations that I would do that in. If I'm at a huge Les Brown event, and all of them look up to me, and I want to take his whole audience, then yeah, I mean, y'all come on over here, all right? John Maxwell, come on over here, right? You know, blah blah blah. Or I'm at Shriners Burn Hospital, please, right? You know, there's reasons to do that. But you get it though. Your third email is whatever that product specific email that tells you all about that product. Okay, go ahead. You had a question over here. Put it on the mic. Okay, they're dropping that weight. Look good, boy. Was it that? Yeah, I'm at least 35 pounds down from when you was down here last time. At least. We don't know the real number because we never got the... Oh, sure can. Yeah. And this jacket was way too small. Look at the Lord. Did you see that? Button it, baby. Yeah, so can. I'm dropping that. That's it. Yeah. I'm on it. That's it. I'm getting that thing. Rainbow spandex. And yes, for Pride weekend. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Me and Law go cut up. We go. Go ahead with your question.
That's where it came from.
You did say that you were doing product specific email structure, and then you're just going to do like if they are you doing it separate or are you
doing? This is first.
Okay.
Three emails.
Okay, so when they join your emailing community on the first day, what should the third email be? Because if they purchase a product, it should be product specific. But if they just join the community, what should it be?
What do you call the third email?
Third email in the first day. I'm going by the structure you're giving.
All right, meet you back.
There we go. I think John raised his hand back up, so I'll address this here and then I'll get John. Oh, let's not forget. He did? Okay. Now, it's three emails total on the first. For me, this is one email, but I know it's not one email, right? Because it's not. The first of that first email is the whole We Go Together email. Please get all my information, but I'm starting off with a video. I want you to know we're a real deal company, right? You know, all that stuff. But I also want you to know I'm a big deal. Please know you got a discount on me. Please know that. And I didn't have to do that, but I did that for you, right? I always want people to know that. Oh, yeah. I always want people to know that for sure, because I ain't had to do that. Because I have no problem charging full price whatsoever, right? So that's that. The second of the first emails is all about you now, since I made that about me. But remember, that first one was about me with the end user in mind. That's why we call it the We Go Together emails. We just coined that, right? The second email is, hey, listen, the one that Mr. Muhammad signed up for was just talking about, man, here's how you can make a million without nobody knowing. And it had broke it down in a great way. That was the email all about him. There was no upsell, no nothing. But it impressed him so much. You get it? That's the second email. The third email is the product-specific email. It may not go out. It depends on how you signed up with me. You get it? For sure, two emails are going out simultaneously. You get it? The third email will go out simultaneously if you actually got my ebook, or you signed up for the business accelerator, you signed up for the bureau or something like that. Got me? Mm-hmm. Did I answer your question? That's the three emails. I'm not even done because there's still going to be a fourth email I'm sending out on the first day. I'm about to bring that up. Go ahead.
Okay. So if we're collecting emails for our email database and we're just saying, hey, join our email community.
And those first two emails needs to go out every time.
Okay, what would the third one be?
There is no
third one because she's not giving out a product. She's saying, I just went out collecting emails. You get it? I went to a networker.
Why aren't you giving out
something? True. Yeah. Well, technically, because I'm trying to add value to you, right? But there's no need for a third email because you didn't attach a product. You can. You just don't want people to, what you don't want, I wouldn't go more than three instantly because I was like, dang, you're going to do this the whole time? I'm unsubscribing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why it's We Go Together. Please take this for free. Okay. And then the third one is product specific, which don't even feel like an email. It feels like, okay, thank you for not playing with my money. is what that email feels like. Right? I mean, here's my password. Okay. Because if I couldn't log in, we was going to have a problem. I was going to find you. Right? I'm real talk. Right? You know what I'm saying? That's that. Now, there's a fourth email I want to send out about 6 hours later. Okay? And you can do in MailChimp. I don't know how it works in MailChimp. I use ConvertKit. In ConvertKit, you just put plus six. Same day plus, well, it just put plus six, right? Because this is, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. All this is in what you call a sequence. These aren't broadcast emails. These are sequence emails. They go inside of a sequence to forever run, right? Now, the six-hour email, and this can be whatever you want. How I do it is I hit you with text me. Okay? I hit you with that immediately. It's more of, Law, I know you spent $50,000. My man, hit me up on my phone. You get it? And I show other people pictures and how, you know, if you want to jump on, you can too, right? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing that. That's, you know, all right. Okay, that was a pretty impressive first day. Yeah, and I'm hoping sometime soon you're going to get a phone call from one of my people. You get what I'm saying? Cool. That's that email. Now, so that in the first day, I'm sending four emails. First day, three, and then 6 hours later, I'm counting as a, remember I call this first 10 emails? But basically, this is email number two for me, because I think of the first three as simultaneous. Second one is text me, my text message community, right? Second day, actually, I'm going to make all this easy, because days two through 10, all about you. I'm not selling you nothing. Free. Get it for free. You're like, man, I can't keep doing that. No, you can't. But do it anyway, because I'll tell you how to get around it. Well, first, you want to make a good first 10-day impression. It's 33% of a month. The reason why is because you're going to do this. With your broadcast law, that's where you're selling. You know what a broadcast email is? That's when you type it up on the spot and you say, I'm going to Texas. Y'all give me some money. Right? You know what I'm saying? Or so you have sequence and you have broadcast. I sell in the broadcast emails. I give value in the sequence emails. Broadcast is this. It's when you go to your whole list or that whole campaign, you type up a good email, and you send it out to everybody. That's when I sell. That's when I sell. And I'll say something like, I think one of the last ones I just did was, follow me on TikTok. I want to give away some free books. Give away some free books, you know, but you got to follow me on TikTok. You give away some free books. Boom. Do that. Come back out. That's what I'm selling. The sequence, I try to write, it's not there yet. My sequence is, it lasts about 4 months nonstop. I want my sequence to last like 4 years nonstop. You get it? The sequence is all about get this. But I'm using my broadcast to be relevant right now for today. Because I don't know when, you join the sequence, 3 years from now, if I try to put get the ticket to this conference in a sequence, it's irrelevant next year or next month. And I'm still signing people up. I don't want that problem. I do that in the broadcast emails. My broadcast emails are always right now. Here's what's happening. You got a few minutes. That's it. You get what I'm saying? Do I need to break it down even more? Broadcast emails is what I'm doing all the selling. And let me tell you what I'm doing, Law, is I'm making sure I add value, but I'm also selling. I'm not trying to disguise selling. I'm just making sure I keep the end user in mind. I'm being very genuine. I want all my sequence emails about the end user, but you are in a funnel. Don't ever get that twisted. Good. Was it a good one? Can you put it on air? Can you talk about it on the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Leroy and I was having that conversation on how the process of how we actually got to ATS. And I said the whole time I was actually in a sales funnel. Ain't that crazy? Because, you know, I was going through Les Brown's program, what have you, but I was also going to Antonio for his mentorship. Never invested anything within it at all. But still, he's teaching me and telling me what it is that I should do. And then when I finally was able to actually join ATS, he was like, okay, great, no problem. All right, let's get you started.
That sounds like me. Yeah, exactly. Right? Now, and here's the deal. The difference between, now this is, I'm going to say this about me and Gary Vee specifically. And I don't mean to leave anybody out, but I mean this. It's genuine. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you are being funneled, but you're not being funneled for my benefit. Most of my funnel is your benefit. You get what I'm saying? And that is what's important to me. To have that, I'm more concerned about when I die, what people think about me. I'm not necessarily concerned about what you think about me now, although I can contradict myself there and do think about that, because I wouldn't be doing this at this moment on these days if I wasn't concerned about that, right? But at the same time, I am strong enough to not give too much credence to the critics, right? I'm definitely strong enough to do that. But, Okay. But I definitely am more concerned with how I make my money versus how much I make. I don't feel like started my new life in a trash can. John Nowinski, let me hear from you.
So I've been thinking some more, is that at my opt-in, I'm going to figure out how to kind of get the idea of, do you have a site or not? And then follow up with the video, second interview. I mean, the second email will be, here's all that goes into it. The third one will be a decision tree, in that if you indicated you have one, then I want to say something about, you know, you've been given all the information about what goes into a site. I want you to get thinking, here's a checklist, check off, you know, those items. And we gave in the second one, are you meeting on all these? If not, let's talk. The third, the other one would be, if you don't have it, and say, have you given any thoughts into what goes into it? Let's get together and see what we can do in building you one.
Yeah, that's real good. That's real good. When you finish that, can you let me see it? Not because I want to correct it or something. I just want to see the breeze, because you're all on the right page. I mean, it's going to be good. In fact, automate most of this, because if you put it in MailChimp or whatever you're going to do, it will be automated. Automation makes your life easier. If you have a low-end product, try to automate that too, right? In my case, I violated that on the bureau side. The bureau doesn't, the low-end product is the product, because it's a high-end product. I just reduced the price, so it's not automated. It's not. It is, while there's automation, you still get access to a lot of trainings. Right? You still get all of that. And that's not automated at all. It's just not. Does that make sense? On the business model, yes, because your speakers can't learn in automation. There's something bad about that, right? You'd be like, reading how to do push-ups. No, get in the front leaning rest position and knock these push-ups out. You can't just read about, right? That's why it's different. And on the flip end, the reason why when you pay on the low end to get to Business University, you're not on the live call, is because y'all been with me for a year and a half now. You got real questions now. I can't go all the way backwards and take you back to, so what's marketing? You know, no, you got to catch up, right? You understand? Yeah, you got real deal tax questions and stuff that we answer, and you keep the product good. So you just got to know what's relevant for your business, you know, how to make things work. So that's good. All right, cool. That ends that section.
Do you want to feel better about what you eat, but sometimes it's hard to prepare healthy meals that also taste good? Eating better doesn't have to be boring or bland. Sakata is perfect for you. With an easy order process, you get delicious meals delivered right to your door. Their breakfast is filling, their lunch is tasty, and their dinners hit the spot every time. Sakata makes organic, ready-to-go meals with nutritious and delicious plant-based ingredients that are designed to help you look and feel like your best self. With Sakata's meal programs, breakfast, lunch, and dinner are delivered right to your door, ready to eat anywhere in the U.S. Along with your meals, you also get supplements, teas, and support from a certified health coach to help you stay on track. And right now, Sakata is offering our listeners $60 off their first order when they go to sakata.com/success. That's Sakata, sakara.com/success to get $60 off your first order. sakata.com/success.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.